Welcome to the 2014 Fundraising Success Virtual Conference and Expo. I'm Joe Bolin, Managing Editor of Fundraising Success. I'm pleased to welcome you to this session, Getting More Donations with Responsive Design, with author, blogger, and fundraising consultant, Mazarine Trees. I'd like to thank all our sponsors who make our virtual show possible and Mazarine for being a part of this. Before we get started, let me take a second to point out the Tips for Attendees widget on your console. It's the blue one with the wrench on it. If you missed the tech tips video we played leading up to the webinar, you can always click this widget for more information. Also, for this session, you can earn half a point towards CFRE credits, and full participation in the 2014 Virtual Conference and Expo is applicable for 3.5 CFRE points. The documentation necessary to track credits earned during this conference is available in the Resource Center, Info Booth, and via a link in the post-event email to all attendees. Finally, before I hand things off to Mazarine, be sure to tweet and follow the conference using the hashtag FSV14. That's FSV14. Now, without further ado, please welcome Mazarine.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. And Fundraising Success, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for being here so much. You are so smart for being here today because what I'd love to share with you is that responsive design is, in fact, one of the fastest growing ways that you can get donations for your nonprofit. And there's some statistics I'd just like to share with you briefly. It comes from when people were texting to give to Haiti, and it's from the Pew Internet Research Foundation. And one of the things that they talk about for people who do give in a mobile way is that 74% of them use their cell phones to access the Internet. That's 74%. So the vast majority of them are accessing your website on their phone. And they also use it for their email. So 70% of them use it for their email as opposed to 38% of people who generally use it for email. So these mobile donors, these highly mobile donors, are the people that are doing it, like, give to you on a whim, and then it's up to you to get them to continue giving to you. So this is something I want you to consider as we're going through our presentation today, that more and more people are getting online with their smartphones and more people are continuing to start to give online. Now, that doesn't mean they stay online once they give. They often start to give offline once they give online. But this is sort of the gateway for them to start to give to you. So everything that I'm going to be talking about today, I want you to take within this framework, take within this context, and understand that you have this power. You have this magical, wonderful power to help people give more to you, and most nonprofits are not doing this. So you could really get a leg up on everyone else if you try to make your website look really good for people's phones and tablets and whatever other device they have. So thank you again. This is a bit more about me. I help people get more online donations. I actually just finished a crowdfunding campaign that went really, really well. I've also co-founded a nonprofit, and I've fundraised for small, medium-sized, and large nonprofits. And I have written a few books. One's called The Wild Woman's Guide to Fundraising, The Wild Woman's Guide to Social Media, and Get the Job, The Fundraising Career Empowerment Guide. So I've done a few things, and I am really grateful to be here today just because I feel like this is the cutting edge for us as fundraisers. How can we get better at soliciting and creating relationships? So what we're going to be learning today is how to test what your website looks like without a responsive design, what responsive design is and how it affects your ability to get donations, how to create a responsive design on your website, and then elements of effective responsive design. And you might say to yourself, gosh, Mazarine, I'm really not a techie. We don't have anybody techie in our office, so how can I do this? And don't worry, today I'll be giving you some tools that are free, actually, that'll help you make a responsive design for your website, or of a nominal cost. So don't feel like this is beyond you or beyond your grasp. This is something that you really can implement for your nonprofit. And technology is so wonderful. So I'm so glad that it's catching up with what we want it to do. So responsive design, what is it and how does it affect your ability to get donations? simply put, it's helping your website look good in just about any device people could surf on. So here's Habitat for Humanity's national website, and it looks really good on my desktop. And so I took a screenshot from my desktop and I shared it here. As you can see, it says Donate Today, Give Now. There's a big Give Now button, another big red Donate Now button. And everything looks good. But, behold, if we try to look at it in a phone, it's not optimized for the phones. Even though this is a really huge national nonprofit, they don't have a responsive design, and so there's no donate button at the top of the page. It's just like their website, and you have to scroll over to the side to see it. So if you're on a smartphone, it really doesn't look good. Even if you're on a tablet, it's not going to look as good. So they say, what do I do here? That's basically it. Like there's nothing going on here that you could say, oh yeah, I need to donate right now. So if your donor isn't seeing, hey, here's where I donate, like on their phone optimized at the top, at the bottom, you know, if it doesn't all look good, it's like having a website that's like from 1998. Like you can tell that they had good intentions, but people who are surfing online are very impatient and very frustrated, and they will just leave very quickly and go and give somewhere else. So consider every time somebody gives to your nonprofit, they made a choice to give to you, and every time they stop giving, they didn't just go away and stop giving nonprofits entirely. They just went somewhere else to give. And they probably went somewhere else where people made it easier for them to give, whether it was because they were asked at an event or because their website was optimized. Either way, it's important to remember that the name of the game is to make it easy for people to give. And so it's about creating relationships and having a fully optimized website, having a fully responsive design website is like having a really good face on your website. So that's something that you really can't overlook in today's competitive, you know, donation environment. So now I'm going to ask you some poll questions. First poll question, do you currently have responsive design on your website? You can pick yes, no, ha, 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 or we don't have a website. And I'll keep it open for about 15 seconds or so, and then we'll go to the next slide. So you can click right there on your screen. All right, I'm going to close the poll and share the results. And so 51% of us said, yes, we have responsive design. Wonderful. 32% of us said no. 15% of us said ha, ha, ha. And 1% of us said we don't have a website. Okay, great. So for of us, 51% of us, we actually do have responsive design. This is wonderful. I'm glad you're here. I'm hoping I can teach you something today. And hopefully you can optimize your responsive design even more. I'm going to have good examples of what responsive design looks like. And for those of us who said no, excellent. I'm really hoping today you can learn what it looks like and design your website accordingly. And for those of you who don't know a website, that's okay. Can't help you today, though. Sorry. So next question. Do you track how many people access your site on different devices? So I'm going to keep this open for about 15 seconds. The first answer is yes, we use Google Analytics. Or we use Google Analytics, but we don't know how to find this data, we have no idea, or lol. So whichever one of those makes sense for you, and when you're thinking about responsive design, this is important. This is something to consider because once you have this data, then you have your ammo, basically, to go to your boss or to the powers that be and say, this is why we need this. So today I'll be showing you exactly how to find that information. All right. I'm going to close the poll and share the results. So 42% of us said, yes, we use Google Analytics for this. Perfect. 17% of us said, we use Google Analytics, but we don't know how to find this data. Excellent. Today we're going to show you how to find it. 36% of us said, no, no idea. And 3% of us said, lol. All right. So for those of you who said lol or no, no idea, Google Analytics is free, and it's quick and easy to install on your site, And once you do, then you can find the information that we're going to be talking about today. And so for those of you who don't know how to find the data, again, we'll be showing you how to find it. And for those of you who do know how to find the data, fabulous. Excellent. So you already know that this is important. So next poll question. How are people accessing your site now for those 42% of you if you do know? Is it desktop mostly? Is it half device, half desktop? Is it tablets mostly? Is it phones mostly? Or no idea? And we'll keep this open for about another 10 seconds. All right. We're going to close the poll and share the results. Okay, so 22% of us said desktop mostly. 15% said half device, half desktop. 0% said tablets mostly. 3% said phones mostly. And 58% of us said no idea. Okay. So this is actually a pretty good representation of what is out there. Most people are still accessing your site on their desktops. That's how it is right now. Maybe that's not how it's always going to be, though. Technology is changing so fast, we really don't know if people are going to be just surfing on their phones, majority, for the next 20 years instead of desktops. You know, 50 years ago, desktops didn't even really exist. So who knows what's going to come around the bend even in 5 years? We don't know, but all we can do is just try to keep up, right? So thank you for sharing with me kind of what's going on with you, and I'm really glad to hear that, you know, we've got some work here to do. So how do you find out if you need responsive design on your website? Well, you have to look at the data. And so now we're going to show you exactly how to find that data. And remember, when you see all of these different devices here, this is one of the main reasons why responsive design is so important, because there is no sort of standard size for a device. So, and you know, between an iPhone and an iPad versus an Android tablet versus an Android phone versus a if anybody here has a BlackBerry or a Windows phone, they are all different sizes. And so the nice thing about responsive design is that it'll fit anything, any size of any device that you have. So you don't have to worry about it. But back before this was possible, people would try to design it maybe just for one size or two sizes of phones, and then kind of wing it for everything else after that. And so luckily, now we can use screens that are, they can help us just sort of, they sort of automatically detect what size the screen is. So do you need responsive design? Look at the data. So if you have Google Analytics, like most of us do, and if you don't, remember it's free and you can get it, you go into your Google Analytics and you go into Audience. You go under Dashboard, you go under Audience, and then you go to down here where I'm doing my little pointer here, and you go to mobile. And then from there, you go to overview, and you can see who is accessing your website on their desktop, on their mobile phone, or on a tablet. These are stats from my website. So you can see here that I had 9,000 visitors on desktop, 2,000 on mobile, and 600 on tablet. So, you know, 2,000 visitors out of 11,000 is a significant amount of them. And so if that's the case, then I really could make the case like, oh, I really do need responsive design. If I don't have it yet, I need it. You might want to also look at who's the number of new subscribers, are there new users, how long do they stay on the site, you know, average duration. If they're bouncing pretty fast, that probably means that your site could be better optimized for that, for a mobile or for a certain kind of phone. And you can actually break it down by kinds of phones. So as you can see, tablet and desktop stay on my site way longer than phones. So I could probably do things better on my site to like get phones to stay. Do you need responsive design? Look at the data, right? So here is an Apple phone, iPad, not set, so I don't know who those people are, and then, you know, Samsung Galaxy, things like that. You can see more types of devices that are accessing your site. So if iPhone is the most common type of device that's accessing my site, it would be good for me to look at how my site looks in an iPhone. I personally don't own an iPhone, but I probably have a friend that has an iPhone, and I could ask them, how does my site look in your phone? And from there say, okay, there's some things I could do to improve this, how this looks in this particular kind of phone, since that's how people are, the vast majority of my mobile visitors are visiting with that kind of phone. So you can do the same thing for your nonprofit website. You can say, okay, people are accessing our site mainly on their desktop. That's probably going to be true for a little while longer, but how do we optimize it for the top three phones? You know, just let's just take a look in there. You know, so just see if you can find somebody who has this kind of phone and ask, or that kind of iPad or something. So what does your website look like now? You can test right now what it looks like in a device without even having that kind of device. So we're going to go see how this works. So I like to use Firefox, and if you don't have Firefox installed, I suggest you do install it, just to try this. So what we're going to do is we're going to go see how your site looks in any kind of size. You can, like, customize this infinitely for any kind of size of device. So you want to go to Firefox, Tools at the top, Web Developer, and then Responsive Design View. And this is what that looks like. So here's Tools, here's Web Developer, and here's Responsive Design View right here. So the first few times I did this was really, like, hard for me to understand, like, how this worked. Just remember, it goes Tools, Web Developer, Responsive Design View. Once you're in there, then what happens is if you're on your site, it's going to instantly shrink it down to the size of the average iPhone, for example. So you'll be able to see right away, okay, how does this look in a phone? And if you happen to have specs for other kinds of phones, you'll be able to, just put those in. You can make it any size you want. So once you do that, then you can see the work that you have to do. So now you're thinking, okay, right, how do I do this then? Or how can I do it better? If you have WordPress, you can use WordPress Mobile Pack to convert any WordPress website into a responsive website. WordPress Mobile Pack is free, and for some of my smaller sites, I use it. It's totally reasonable. There's nothing wrong with it. You could use that, and that would be fine. If you don't have any money at all, and you just want to start with that, that's the place to start. And also, WordPress is free. If you'd like to just use WordPress.org, you could have, for the few of us who don't have a website yet, use WordPress.org, and then you can use this plugin as well. So that's something to consider. If you do have a little bit of money, I highly suggest creating a responsive design with the Headway theme. And the Headway theme is automatically responsive. Just FYI, I'm not getting paid to tell you this or anything like that. I use Headway on many, many of my sites. And it's excellent. You can drag and drop. I mean, that's essentially it. It was made by a bunch of programmers who were making a bunch of websites, and they decided, hey, you know, we're making so many sites, we just learned how to drag and drop stuff. This is wonderful. People who don't know how to code, we should just, like, make it a product. And they did, and it's wonderful. I can make a site in, like, 2 hours, you know, and it used to be, like, such a mystery to me. So this really works. I love Headway, so... It's also really easy to experiment with, so if something isn't working, if your donate button is on the right-hand side, you want to move to the left-hand side, it's super easy to do that. You don't have to, like, bother any, like, web volunteer to do that for you. So, and if it doesn't work out, you can just revert it back to what it was, too. So it's automatically responsive, and here's what the back end of that looks like. So I created these by just sort of, like, clicking my mouse and then, like, moving it over, and that's how I made all these different little blocks in my website. This is how it looks. So there's a navigation bar, and then there's the other things. You can make a slider in there. There's so many things. So it's really, really easy. And I can't emphasize enough how easy it is to make a really good website with Headway.
Hey, Mezzarine, I just want to remind folks, if they, can't get all this down in their notes, you'll be able to access these slides afterwards, download them, and have them for your use at any time. So don't feel like you need to take all these notes and get all this in right now. You can go back and access those as well. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, if people are asking that, 100%, and I'm sure we'll get the slides to them too, right? So.
Yes, they can download them actually right now if you use the widgets down below.
So. Oh, perfect. Excellent, everybody. So, yeah, just get the slides and listen to the recording later, and also I'll have my contact info on the last slide, so if you have questions, feel free to give me a call, give me an email. I'd be happy to chat with you. So if Headway isn't your flavor, if you want something a little more out of the box, or rather in the box, I should say, just something that looks sort of like a site that you like, check out themeforest.net. You can search by responsive design, like which themes are responsive, and then it will show you responsive design, WordPress, and what's also called CSS themes. So you can see here that it's a very reasonable price, like $58 for site design. And they also have like what they call, you know, like a category of nonprofit themes, but you really don't have to be thinking about limiting yourself to that. There's tons of site designs in there. Just go and explore and have fun, and you can see something in there that you might like. So when you're thinking about how to design your site effectively for responsive design, you might want to think about designing according to the Google heat map. And so this is the first iteration of the Google heat map, and what it is Google did a bunch of eye studies of people who were surfing websites, and they found out that people are primarily looking in the center of the site and the left-hand top side of the site for the most important information on the site. So whatever action you want them to take, whether it's donate, get involved in the story that you're telling, volunteer, or sign a petition, you need to put it right here in that F shape in the Google heat map. So don't like hide your donate button on the top right-hand side. That's the thing that most nonprofits do. It's just, no. Don't hide it necessarily at the very bottom of the page either. And you want to make sure if it's on a desktop, for example, that it's going to be what's called above the fold. And here you can see the center of the Google heat map. There's this thing that's like a fold. So the fold means you don't have to scroll down to find the donate button. And I hope it goes without saying that they shouldn't have to scroll over either to find the button. People hate scrolling right. They really prefer scrolling, you know, down if anything. So this translates onto the phone as well. And one of the things I want you to think about is when you look at your site in its responsive design mode, is the donate button top, front, and center? Because that's what it needs to be. So, as I said, your donation button should be at the top of your responsive design theme. Mercy Corps does this right. Check out Mercy Corps' website in your phone, or check it out using the tool I just taught you with the web developer responsive design view in Firefox. And this is what I did. This is how I took the screenshot. And you can see, hey, you know, there's the donate button at the top. And it's set off from the red. It's a nice green. And boom, it's right there. It boggles my mind how many really big nonprofits, really like together nonprofits that have beautiful websites do not do this. So you can really set yourself apart from a lot of these way bigger nonprofits by just making it look like this for your nonprofit. So having that donate button right there, even then, you know, I would probably move it to the center rather than the far right, but on the phone it's a little bit less of a faux pas. So that's important. You can also put your donate button at the bottom of the page as well. Their front page is pretty simple. It says, hey, here's how effective we are. Here's our Charity Navigator logo, which is also important for getting people to trust you enough to give you donations. And then you can search, and then, hey, here's a place to donate again. So we also call donate buttons conversion forms. And conversion can be anything from send your email address, donate, etc. Conversion just means whatever action you want them to take. So you can put them at the top of the site, at the bottom of the site, in blog posts, everywhere. That's what a conversion is. So that's something to think about. How can you put a donate button in the most common places that donors are going to be looking on your site? And I would say top and bottom is a no-brainer. And in the center of your blog post, too, if you have a blog for your nonprofit. All right. So here's one of the conversion forms for Mercy Corps, it's just, hey, sign up for our e-newsletter, and here's what it looks like in a phone. So email, sign up, done. That's a no-brainer, too. You don't want to make it too hard for people to do that. You also want to make sure that you have little graphic design elements that make it easier for people to donate to you or do something else that you want them to do. So the sign up button actually has a little arrow on it. So that arrow is an accent. That's important. And so you want to make sure you have different kinds of what's called conversion forms for different kinds of donors. So maybe some people just want to sign up for your email list. Other people are ready to donate. Other people just want to volunteer or get more involved. So you want to have different things for people to do on your front page. So if you want to learn more, I actually have a bunch of resources on one of my websites, wildsocialmedia.com. I have 100 blogging ideas. So if you go to wildsocialmedia.com, you can get that for free. And it's on the left-hand side of the site at the top. Feel free to get that. I also have a course called Charity Blogging Gold, which has a bunch of resources about how to blog for your cause, get more donations. And then inside that course, there's a little ebook called Designing Your Donate Page for Maximum Donations. And if you really want to learn more about how to design your website for maximum donations, I'd highly suggest checking out the NN Group's research report on this topic. They surveyed a bunch of nonprofits and a bunch of potential donors, and they put it all together. It's a $200 report, though. So what I'm telling you today comes in part from what they wrote. But if you want to, if you have the disposable income to do so, I would check out that report and see how you could change your website to sort of affect that. Now, they don't focus on responsive design, but at least it would be a place to start. If you're not getting enough donations yet through your website, if you'd like to get more donations, then that's something to consider. And if you want to check out Charity Blogging Gold, it's at wildwomenfundraising.com/shop. So I want to leave plenty of time for questions, and I also want to let you know that I have some learning opportunities coming up, some free webinars in January, February, and March. In January, I'm doing one on annual campaigns. February, loving your donors and keeping them for good. And then March 5th, fundraising on a shoestring, how to make and save more money in your fundraising office. So if you want to sign up for any of those free webinars, you can go to wildwomenfundraising.com/upcoming, and they're all right there. So that's just a FYI. And all right, we're going to have a Q&A time. So I wanted to say thanks so much for coming today, and I can't wait to hear your questions. And if you have any questions at all that we don't get to today, please email me. Here's my phone number. Here's my book if you want more details about, you know, more about social media and that sort of thing, marketing your nonprofit online. And thanks again for being here. Now I'll take some questions.
Yeah, we have, well, first of all, can you repeat the name of that report that you were referencing? We have some people asking to repeat that name.
Absolutely. It's the NN Group. If you go to nngroup.com, I think, you'll be able to see if they have a research report on getting more donations on your nonprofit website. And I don't remember the exact name of it, but it's the only one they have, and it's like $200, so you should be able to find it.
Okay, great. And there's also some questions, not really sure how to get started with Google Analytics, how to get the your website integrated with that. Can you just let people know?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, I really maybe should have put in some screenshots about how to do that. But essentially, if you have a Google account already, you can just type in the word Google Analytics into Google, and they'll say, hey, if you want to get started with this, go here, and they'll give you step-by-step instructions. But suffice to say, once you get in there and you say, okay, here's my website, you put in the name of your website, and then it gives you this special code, and then all you have to do is take your code and copy-paste it into the body of your website somewhere. And then once that's done, you can go back to the page in Google that you found this code on, and you just sort of click update, and it says, okay, now we're starting to track your website analytics. So
okay.
That's it's kind of simple if you have access to the code of your website.
Right. Another attendee asked that they have the donate option as part of the banner tabs in the middle of the page, and she's curious, based on your suggestion of the donate button, should that be changed or should a new button be placed in the upper right-hand corner? What would be your suggestion there?
You know what? Having it in the banner isn't a bad thing. I would definitely say that have it as many places as you can. You know, have it at the top, have it in the center, have it at the bottom. That's all okay. If the one thing I don't want people to say is, oh, I didn't know how to donate to you, you know, so I just left, you know. So that's why I would definitely, I would try to put it as many places as you can. So, yeah, go for it. Hope it was helpful.
Do you have any idea of what's the average cost to build a responsive website if an agency is designing it and building it versus using one of the free low-cost themes that you were discussing earlier?
Yeah. Earlier this last year, actually, I had my site redone in a responsive theme for the friend rate from a designer in L.A., and he charged me $1,500. So I would say that would be the low end for having an agency do it, $1,500. And then I really wouldn't depend on volunteers to do this for you. You're going to have to pay something. I mean, if you want to get – if you don't already have WordPress and you don't want to just do the WordPress mobile pack. But Headway is $97, and the other themes on ThemeForest are like $58. So I would look around in your local area and see if you can meet someone face-to-face to help you do this and pay them to do it. They'll do a better job. It'll actually get done on a timeline that's reasonable for you. Don't try to make a volunteer do this. That's like a very last resort, in my opinion. So I hope that was helpful.
Okay. And speaking of Headway and ThemeForest, just to be clear, can that be used with any website, or will it not work for every website?
So ThemeForest has what's called CSS themes, and if your website is built in CSS, then yes, that will be appropriate for that. WordPress themes are used for WordPress websites. If you have Drupal, if you have a Flash-based website, if you have a Wix website, those aren't going to work for you. So Wix is like a free version of like website software, and I personally wouldn't use that for a professional nonprofit website. I wouldn't use Drupal either, honestly. I've tried to use Drupal myself, and I found it to be a little bit difficult. But, you know, if you're stuck with it, you're stuck with it, right? Or if you like it, you like it, you know. So if you use Drupal, you might want to talk to a Drupal developer and ask them, how do I make my site more responsive? The reason I talk about WordPress so much is because so many people use it. So sorry, I don't know about that as much as I should, but thanks for that good question.
Yeah, we have time for about one more question here, and we have some people asking if you could expand a little bit about having different kind of conversion forms for each kind of donor or for each person who accesses your site. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Sure thing. So a lot of nonprofits have different kinds of people that come to their site. Some people are coming because they saw a sign for you in a coffee shop or in a banner. And so maybe they're like, yeah, I want to join your walk. How do I do that? Or I want to come to your event. How do I do that? Or I saw that my friend forwarded me this petition. How do I sign it? So whatever it is, you want to make sure that you have sort of like a get involved area of your site and then list all the different ways people can get involved underneath that. And actually, Habitat for Humanity does this really well. I know I ragged on them a little bit earlier in the presentation today because their site wasn't responsive, but if you go to their Get Involved tab, they have every single way you can be involved with them in that one tab, and that's powerful. But for as far as conversions forms go, when they click inside that one page where you have Get Involved, all the different ways, you know, whether you want to sponsor us, you know, volunteer with us, once they click volunteer, then it should go to, okay, great. You put in your name and your email and your phone number, and someone will get back to you within 24 hours. So that's a conversion form for volunteering. A conversion form for an email is simply, you know, put it in the top left-hand corner or in the center of your page. You want to collect as many email addresses as you can just to keep in touch with us. And then one of the biggest mistakes I see nonprofits do is to not have a free bonus for signing up for their email, maybe for their email list. So maybe it could be like, hey, here's 10 ways to volunteer with us, you know, or 10 ways to be a better advocate for this particular cause. It could just be like a free PDF that you give them, but most nonprofits don't do this. And if you do this, it will set you apart from the majority of nonprofits. Also, if you have a pop-up in your website, so a conversion form could be a pop-up, you know, those things that you, so annoying. You know, it doesn't have to pop up every time. It could pop up, you know, once a week or something like that, or once a year if you want it to. But all that is just, hey, sign up for an email address, and it just kind of like grays out the background and then pops up. So, and then finally, a donation button is a conversion form. Like, hey, I want to donate. I want to convert now. And you might want to look at some of the big nonprofits like the Humane Society of the United States and Habitat for Humanity and say, hey, how are they doing conversion forms? But I think the people who do it best are honestly Mercy Corps. Check out their website too. Any more questions?
I think that's about it. We're just about out of time. But if there's any questions that anyone has that we didn't get to, we can do a follow-up with Mazarine and get those all answered to you. So on behalf of Fundraising Success and all our wonderful sponsors, I want to thank you again for attending this session and thank Mazarine for such a great presentation. And remember, if you missed anything today, the entire virtual show will be archived. The on-demand environment will be available for 3 months starting on Monday. So thank you all again. We really appreciate you coming, and have a great day.